This basketball season is flying by at warp speed. We're into February now. It's Groundhog Day, so that means that over about 3 weeks or thereabouts, maybe a little bit more than that, from district tournament play starting. So even if you don't win, if you're West Plains and you don't win this game, the better you can make it look, that will still carry a little bit of weight when it comes to district seeding time. And West Plains did a good job getting back in it in the second quarter. Both teams have finished warming up. Now, this is the most interesting part of the game to me, because obviously Kickapoo really had a hard time shaking West Plains in the second quarter. So as we come out in the second half, look for Coach McHenry to change things up and apply probably more pressure. They pressed full court, but they didn't really pressure the ball. And when they did pressure the ball, West Plains threw it away. 13 first half turnovers for West Plains to 4 for Kickapoo. And they had no turnovers in the second quarter. Starting 5 for West Plains this half, a little change. Clayton Robbins on the bench with 3 fouls. He will not start this half. Grant Mahan will start in his place. But the other 4 are the same, with Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, and Briggs Houston. Kickapoo starting 5 out there to start this half. Jake Sage inbounds the ball to Reese Kimmery, and we're underway. West Plains in the matchup zone. Kimmery to the left corner. Sage has got a 3, and it's in and out. Rebound, though, Campbell. And now he'll move it back on the left baseline. Over the top to the point, to the right wing. Bounce pass, baseline shorter. Worms his way in. Underneath, puts up a shot high off the board and good. Jackson Shorter. His brother was Jake. And it is. Bucket makes it 26-15. In the corner, Grant Mahan throws the ball over the top and away out towards the left point. On the baseline, Shorter bounced it back outside. And now Jake Sage to the left wing. Kimmery lobs it over the top, and the pass hits the rim, but it comes down to Shorter. He goes up inside and scores. Jackson Shorter now has 5, 28-15, down by 13. A little half-court trap now. That's a little different wrinkle. Josiah gets it inside. Rich Houston hands it back. Free throw, pull-up, jump shot, no good by Kraft. Loose ball on the deck, picked up by the Chiefs, Drew Akins. Up to the right side, Sean Campbell on the baseline. Back outside on the wing. Back to the corner, Campbell, bounce pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Josiah Long. Akins will throw the basketball in and does, out to Shorter. He'll work his way down to the baseline, back outside to Kimmery. He'll dribble in, stop. Now back down the right wing, cross-court pass in the left corner. Campbell has it, cut off nicely by Grant Mahan. Bounce pass, Shorter, ball deflected away, loose, out of bounds, by touch by West Plains. 6:05 left third quarter, West Plains down by 13, 28-15. On the inbound play in the corner. Kimmery with a 3. No good. Rebound 2. Briggs Houston. Briggs in the front court gets the pass from Jared Kraft. Gets it back as a point. Jared on the right point. High post. Look back door not open. On the wing. Briggs Houston can't get the 3 away. Ethan Tuma. He's had trouble getting shots off tonight. Here's a drive on the baseline. Puts up a runner with the left hand off the board. No good. Rebounded by the Chiefs. On the baseline. Kimmery inside out pass. Left wing Akins for a three. That's off the back iron. Rebounded by Ethan Tuma for West Plains. They're giving us every chance to stay in the game and make up some ground, but we're just not doing it. Jared Kraft spins in the paint, turns and shoots and scores from 7 feet right side of the key, about halfway down. Jared Kraft, solid tonight, as usual, and now a foul to the other end on a drive. Kimmery will go up for the shot, and he runs into someone, but that will be a foul on West Plains. Grant Mahan picks up number two. Kimmery free throw. First try is good. Nice try. Our PA man tried to just pronounce Luke Von Allman's name. Here's the next one. It's good. I think he said Ventelman. Now a steal taken away from Luke Von Allman and taken away by the Chiefs. Shorter in the paint all the way. Puts it high off the board. No good. Von Allman with a rebound. Up the left sideline. Briggs Houston. Hands it back to Josiah Long in the corner. Briggs to Josiah. Reach over foul on Sean Campbell. That'll be his first foul for the Chiefs. Team foul number one against Kickapoo in the third quarter. Inbound play, Briggs Houston. Feeds it outside, Josiah Long. Down the key, goes up, forced the shot. No good, he had Shorter right in his face. Now up the court it goes to Akins. Down the key, right corner. Sage has got a three, and that's no good. Rebound Campbell on the weak side. Goes up inside and scores. West Plains comes back with Luke Von Allman out front. Jared Kraft with it. 15-point game, 32-17. Briggs, up fake. Dribbles down the key, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two. And Shorter will pick up his first foul. I think if we could get the ball to Briggs a little more often, and when he gets the ball, maybe put it on the floor if he's one-on-one with Shorter. He can go around Shorter all day. Here's the free throw. No good for Briggs. Mason Robb will come back in the lineup now for Kickapoo. And next try, good. Briggs Houston with 3 points tonight. Didn't he have 18 the other night? Believe he did. 18 against Lebanon in an Ozark Conference win. On the low block pass through the hands. Now bounce. Tried to a bullet pass down low to Sean Campbell, but deflected out of bounds. That's the first turnover since the first quarter against Kickapoo. 32-18. Down the lane. Here's a drive. Good. On a good feed from Josiah Long to Jared Kraft. Cutting down the left side to the rim. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. 14 points for Jared Kraft tonight. 32-20. Kimmery on the left side. Cross court on the right wing. Here's a three. And that's way off, but rebounded by Kimmery. No one went after it in red. Putback shot, no good. Rebound Campbell. He goes up and he's fouled. And it'll be four on Clayton Robbins, who just came back in the game and immediately picks up his fourth foul. Most of the time when you get fouls, it's because you don't move your feet. You reach. Here's the free throw, good, by Sean Campbell. Mahan comes back in for Clayton Robbins. Free throw is good. Two out of two for Campbell. Three out of four tonight. 34-20. Ethan Tuma. Josiah Long. Tuma has it. Inside, Briggs with a pass, the catch, the shot off the glass, good. Rick Houston posting up inside, got five, 34-22. Over on the right point, Rob to the corner to Campbell. Back around the horn, they go to the left side now. Kimmery going the baseline, dumps it inside. Brock Thompson with a catch and shot, but he'll be fouled on the shot. And Josiah Long will pick up the foul. Two shots for 6'3", Brock Thompson. And his first try is good. Jackson Shorter comes back in for Campbell for Kickapoo. That'll make them a little bigger inside. Here's the next try, and it's good. Up the sideline. Here's Briggs Houston to the baseline. Wraparound pass feeds it across. Mahan shot blocked from behind. And it's taken away by the Chiefs. Right corner. Let's cut the ball off. Pass inside Shorter. Wide open. Lays it up and good. 38-22. And a whistle and a blocking foul will be called against Kickapoo as Ethan Tuma, steaming up the right sideline, was cut off by Jackson Shorter. .218 to go. Third quarter. We need a towel to clean up a mess. Players on the floor. And so we'll get that wiped up. Right now, West Plains has Jared Kraft, Ethan Tuma, Josiah Long, Briggs Houston, and Grant Mahan in the lineup presently. So West Plains ball in the front court. Jared Kraft on the inbound. Tuma, left wing, hands it back. Josiah at the point. High post, Grant Mahan. He'll pull up and shoot the ball way short. Loose on the floor. Bought four. Chiefs come away with it. Right corner. Open shot for a three. No good. Oh, it is good. It hung on the rim, bounced three times, and went in. Jake Easley with his first bucket of the night. Chiefs up by 18. And now at the other end, a three by Briggs Houston. No good. Long up the floor, good pass ahead. Easily up and around, layup good with the left hand, and we'll get a whistle. Basket is good. And perhaps, well, basket's going to count any way you want to look at it. If someone jumped up and grabbed the net while the ball was in the air, I don't know if they could apply a technical foul on top of that. Well, we're going to have a technical free throw here, looks like. 1:40 to go on the third quarter clock. Well, I don't know what's going on. Well, no free throws, no technical. And we do get a sub, though. Drew Akins comes back in for Sean Kemp, or for Mason Robb. Now back to the play, and it's West Plains ball in the backcourt. Tuma. Jared Kraft, left corner, pass underneath. Good feed. Josiah Long shot up, no good, but he got fouled by Jackson Shorter. That'll be his third foul. 20-point game, 42-22. So four team fouls on the Chiefs. And Josiah Long at the line. First free throw is no good. Josiah yet to score tonight. 1:29 to go, third quarter. Next one is good. Mason Robb, front court. Shorter goes around Briggs Houston, pulls it up, shoots it, partially blocked, picked up. Back around the horn, Thompson gets it out. Dish off pass inside, and the layup is good by Brock Thompson. He has six off the bench. 44-23. Down the key to the right corner, lob pass out front. Briggs Houston with it. Left side, Josiah to the baseline, all the way down the rim, to the rim, up and good. Foul on the play, and the basket counts. A blocking foul call will be made against Drew Akins for the kicker for the Chiefs. That's the first field goal for Josiah tonight. And now they're debating maybe who should be shooting. How about the guy standing at the free throw line that just made the shot? I mean, Josiah tries for a three-point play. It's a 19-point game, and it's no good. Rebound brings Houston. Pump fake inside, goes up and scores. That's even better. Briggs has 7 points tonight. It's 44-27. Akins bounce pass to the right corner. Mason Robb, they look inside for the big guy, and they get it to him. Bounce pass on a give and go, and the layup no good. But a foul on the play as Mason Robb cut well to the basket off the pass. That's one thing Kickapoo does really well. They're really good at distributing the ball to people cutting down the lane. If you've got it in the post, someone is going to be cutting to the basket. That's the second foul on Josiah Long for West Plains. And now the shooter is Mason Robb, and the first one is no good. Jacob Moore will come in for Josiah Long. Next try, good. 45-27, back to an 18-point game. Ball stolen away. Back they come, three on one. Dish it across. Layup by Sage is good. West Plains down by 20 again. 47-27. Jared Kraft to the high post. Briggs Houston to the corner. Wide open. Ethan Tuma, good. His first real good look at the basket tonight, and he drained it from the left corner. 47-30. 2 seconds to go in the quarter, and the shot from the corner is no good by Brock Thompson. That's the end of quarter three. We go to the fourth. West Plains down 17, 47-30, and we're back in 90 seconds on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains just cut the lead to 14 with a three by Ethan Tuma as we start quarter number four. Out front, Kickapoo with the ball, leading 47-33. Down the lane, bounce to the left corner. Thompson to the point. They'll move it to the right side. Now Kimry, he pushes off. But a foul's going to be called on the defense here. That'll be on Josiah Long. Three on him. Kickapoo ball from underneath. Out to Thompson, off the screen at the elbow, down the key. Kimry drives in, no good. And a foul on the shot. We'll stop the clock. Jacob Moore will get his first foul. Reese Kimry tonight, 2 out of 4 from the line, and this free throw is good. West Plains trail by 8 after 1, by 9 at the half, 17 going into the fourth, down now by 15, make it 16. 49-33, West Plains ball with Josiah Long. Long pass down low, they double team, Briggs gets it anyway and scores anyway. I mean, he was bracketed. I don't know how he caught the pass, and I don't know how he scored, but he did. 49-35. Kimry down the paint. Dish it across. Loose ball picked back up. Now they'll shoot it from the baseline up and good. Out front, Tuma. Lob pass in, hard, too hard. Rebound comes off the backboard. And now travel at the kick-and-poo end on Sean Campbell. Sensor ball with down 16, 6:30 to play. Briggs Houston steps out, shoots a three from the right point, no good. Ball long, picked up by Kimmery. He'll bring it up the middle, lob it up ahead. Campbell with a catch and shoot on an alley-oop. Good player, 13 points for Sean Campbell. Through the defense. Long drives in, goes up, no good. Got fouled, though, and he'll go to the line, stops the clock with 6:06 to play. Let's see. That foul is going to be on Harris for the Chiefs. And the first free throw for Josiah Long is good. One more try for the sophomore, and it's good. Chiefs in the front court. West Plains is out of the zone. They're playing straight man-to-man, trying to pressure, trying to make something happen. Down low, wraparound bounce pass to the other side. Stolen. West Plains, good defense by Josiah Long and Ethan Tuma. Up the floor. Briggs, inside-out pass, feeds it back, and Kraft gets it now back to Briggs Houston, who has to bounce it off a leg to save the possession. Still West Plains ball, 5:35 to go. Timeout on the floor with the score, Kickapoo 53, West Plains 37. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
This was, as it turned out, a full timeout. 16-point game. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have the game about 1:30, thereabouts. From West Plains High School, Forsyth will be in, and that'll be the makeup game from the one that was iced out a few weeks ago. All right, on the sideline, played inbound, Ethan Tuma has it. Jared Kraft. Left side, Ethan Tuma. Got two guys in the same spot. Now they split. Briggs Houston on the catch, whistle. It's going to be a charge. He had two players in white fall down. One of them. You mean to tell me he took them both out? Somebody may have flopped right there. But it is a foul on Briggs Houston on the charge. Fifty-three, 37, 5:18 to go, and now full court pressure. Josiah Long comes down the floor and picks up Kimmery. Right corner, Sean Campbell. At the point, to the left corner. Baseline drive, wrap around to the far corner. Kimmery with a three, it's good. 3. Only a second field goal, and he has 9 points. Left corner, Josiah Long all the way in, goes up, got it blocked, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. 4:50 to go. Brees Kimmery's first foul. Josiah Long back to the strike. 3 out of 5. Free throw here, good. I was hoping we'd score at least 41. West Plains lost the first two games tonight, 52-40 and 67-40. So 40 was going to be an unlucky number anyway. In the right corner, Sage picks up the ball. Now to the corner. at the right point. Sage for three is good. James Sage with his second three of the night. Briggs Houston at the right point. Down the lane, a drive, and it's up and good by Jared Kraft. Jared Kraft with 16 points. Back-to-back solid games and double figures for him. Thompson hands it. Emery, pull up, 17-footer. Hit backboard, nothing else. Put back by Thompson's no good. He'll try again and score. Left side, Briggs Houston. He'll fire a three. That's no good. Rebound on the weak side. Taken down by Sean Campbell. Front court, Sage. He'll hold it up, get it back to Campbell. And now Jake Easley to the right baseline. Posted up, double team pass is deflected. And now shot up inside by Kimmery. No good, but he got fouled by Briggs Houston. That'll be his second. Point game, 61-41. First free throw is good. Reese Kimmery has made five in a row after missing his first two. I'm not going to say, as you'll hear a lot of times. Well, in the ballgame, Ethan Miller now, a 6-foot sophomore for West Plains. I'm not going to say the score, that the game is closer than the score, because it's not. Next free throw, no good. Josiah Long with the rebound, 62-41. But I will say this, if we had half the number of turnovers that we've got right now and done anything with it, this would be a lot closer game. The ball kicked out of bounds by Kimmery. Stays with West Plains. 3:15 to go, 62-41. Josiah Long drives the baseline, goes up with the left hand to avoid the block. No good. Tipped out of bounds, but it'll stay with West Plains. Trent Darris back in the ball game for the Chiefs. On the inbound, ball taken away. Back we go the other way. Up ahead, Shorter. Will he dunk it? Yep. Jackson Shorter. Down low, Josiah Long posts up. Double team, looks for help. Gets it out to Briggs Houston. Drives the lane. Puts it up on the run. No good. Shorter with the rebound. Rob, bounce pass up ahead. Bad pass, stolen away. Turnover number 7 on the Chiefs. Behind the back pass, here's a layup. No, Briggs Houston tried to dunk it. Didn't get it over the rim, missed the shot. Now inside, here is Darris, and that's up and good as he cut down the paint and got the feed. Boy, they really look for one another in this kickapoo offense. Briggs Houston, and now he loses the basketball. That is 21 turnovers on West Plains. Rob left side. Sage from way out. No good. Rebound, though. Eakins dishes inside. Bounce pass underneath. They've been in the lane for half an hour. They will shoot the shot and score. And we'll get substitutions here with 2 minutes to go. Kickapoo passed the ball 5 times inside the lane. All the players involved in the play were in the lane. They passed 5 times. And I think that it might be an impossibility to be in the lane for less than 5 seconds and do what they just did. Kickapoo will sub out, kids. Luke Von Allman, Grant Mahan in the game for West Plains. Ethan Smith in the game for West Plains. Out there with the starting guards, Jared Kraft and Ethan Tuma. High post, ball knocked away. It's going to go back court. Ethan Tuma comes away with it. Right side. Back out. Jared Kraft. Fire that thing. 3 ball is going to be short. And the rebound taken down by the Chiefs. 1:28 left. On the right wing, they'll set and pop a three. That will go over the backboard, and that'll be a dead ball. Well, what is the final score going to be? On the baseline, a pull-up shot by Tuma, no good. Ball taken down by Kickapoo. 1:05 to go. At the right point, Easley will shoot a three, and that's good. Jake Easley now with eight. 71-41. Kraft baseline. He'll pull up and shoot a tough jump shot. No good. Maybe it may have been partially blocked. Chiefs come back. They're on the run. Up by 30, 71-41. 35 seconds, and they may just pull it back and hold it. 33 seconds. Nope, they're going to shoot it. 10-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound, Luke Von Allman for West Plains. Ethan Smith to the left corner. Tuma with it. Cut off. Fouled on the play. Vincent Meyer will be called for his second foul. So the turbo clock is on once we hit 30. And this game is just about over. Inbound pass. Von Allman with a jumper, no good, and that'll be the ball game. 71-41. Springfield Kickapoo goes to 18-3 on the season. West Plains drops to 6-13. Back in 1 minute to wrap it up on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Well, the score after the first quarter was 11-3. That's not bad. You're down eight, but what also happened in that quarter was the start of a trend. West Plains only had one field goal in the first. They turned the ball over nine times in the first quarter. Before the ball game, West Plains had 21 turnovers. Kickapoo had seven. So 14 more chances to score the basketball in a 30-point difference. Leading the scoring for West Plains with 16 was Jared Kraft. 9-point effort for Briggs Houston. 7 for Josiah Long and 6 for Ethan Tuma. Only 4 players scored. Leading scorer for the Chiefs with 13 was Sean Gamble. So, going to have to get right back at it tomorrow. Forsyth will be at West Plains, and that game will be here on KDY around 1:30. And we'll have the game after that between the Grizzlies and Jefferson College from Hillsboro immediately following. Thanks to Nate Hudson in the studio. Again, your final here, Kickapoo 71, West Plains 41. And we say good night from the Queen City.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Zizzer Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.